It's time for Your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Matt Smith in for Stink, who is off today. Nuggets getting ready to see if they can bounce back tonight. Game 2 coming up tonight at Ball Arena. Michael Malone on what he'd like to see more of on offense.
Just being more locked in, more disciplined with what we're trying to accomplish, and understanding why we're running certain plays, because it's how we're being guarded and how we can counter their defensive game plan. So just kind of being more sharp, if you will.
He said there were like 15 examples in game one where guys didn't know what they were doing. Like, they were in the wrong place. They didn't know what they were running. They didn't know where they were supposed to be.
Yeah, I think it's a microcosm of how they've approached these playoffs so far. They're a bit laissez-faire, right? I think a little careless. You saw some of those careless turnovers. And, yeah, he mentioned 15 possessions where offensively they were just so disjointed. Now, you have to credit Minnesota. They have the number one defense in the NBA for a reason. They're interchangeable. They can switch everything. And the one difference between the Lakers series and the Timberwolves series, the Lakers doubled Jokic every time he caught the ball under the free throw line. Minnesota played him straight up with Gobert because they've got one of the taller and most, you know, longest guys in the league. So credit to Gobert. I thought he did a good job in the second half, certainly limiting what the Nuggets did and being a factor. And Denver's going to have to adjust to it the rest of the series.
How do you explain these slow starts in all the games?
It's a good question. I think there's, to use Zach's phrase, there's only one version of being starving. And I think the Nuggets all year have been fighting the habit of playing one half of basketball and being good enough and being the best clutch time team in the league.
But now, it's the playoffs. You shouldn't have to
I think they're having trouble flipping the switch, especially because they had a very long postseason, a short offseason, and bam, they're back at it for 82. They look fatigued to me. That's just my honest opinion. And so why are they having trouble just rolling it out and setting a tone? Michael Malone talked about that yesterday. They have to set a tone. Otherwise, they will lose this series. You can't do that every first quarter and trail by double digits at some point and expect to make it to, you know, a repeat championship.
The only explanation I have is there's some pacing going on. There's some pacing. They know that they're not exceptionally deep. They know their stars are going to be playing heavy minutes. They know it's a long road to get back to the NBA Finals again. So I think there's an element of we're going to pace ourselves and we're going to save our best for last. I know it's not a recipe, I think, for long-term success, but it worked against the Lakers.
Well, the Lakers are not the Timberwolves.
I know. Well, now we'll see how they respond and what they learn from that loss.
The last thing I'll say on this is that Malone mentioned during his availability yesterday that if the Nuggets don't come out with a sense of urgency to start tonight's game, then there is a problem there.
Well, Jamal Murray understands that they are playing a highly motivated Minnesota team.
I remember when the Lakers beat us in the bubble. I was pissed. So I knew the next time we see them, it's a different type of chip on your shoulder. So when we beat Minnesota, and they're still a great team last year, it's now that they have it, but they feel as confident as we do. So they're coming in with a certain type of motivation.
Hey, you want to be a dynasty? 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 Dynasty?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is... This is what goes into it. You have to understand that there is a giant bullseye. You're going to be facing incredibly hungry, motivated teams. You may be a little bit banged up. You may be a little bit fatigued from the amount of basketball you're playing. But you know what? Great teams find a way to get through it. And we're going to find out starting tonight just if this is a great team or not.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Sure.
And winning isn't easy. If it was, everybody would do it. And certainly repeating is even harder. And the Nuggets right now, you normally see a team win a championship and have some key players pulled away from other teams. That's what happened here. And unfortunately, with the way that, you know, the Nuggets are structured right now, they don't have the roster flexibility to go make a bunch of moves at the deadline and bring in some other pieces, right? So it's what you got. And can you get it done with the guys in the room? And like you mentioned, hey, you think other teams on their way to repeat weren't tested, weren't pushed to the brink? This is part and parcel with what comes with it.
I picked the Nuggets to win the series in 7. I knew going in this was going to be a tough series. I said going in this would be the Western Conference Finals. That's how much I think of Minnesota versus what's going on the other side of the bracket. So, yeah, it's going to be tough. And so the fact that they lost game 1 isn't a complete shocker to me. Now let's see how they bounce back beginning tonight. Next on the Morning Brew, the Avs will be playing Dallas in the next round as the Stars were able to hold off Vegas 2-1.
Stone goes back. Hanifin Stevenson shot and it's gloved. The coolest man in Dallas, Jake Ottinger. 15 seconds to play. Hurdle to Hanifin. Across Eichel shoots and kept out. Ottinger got enough. 7 seconds left. Hanifin Eichel saved by Ottinger. Behind the net. Final seconds. It's over. Game over. Series over. Title defense over.
Hey.
Dallas gets it done, eliminating the Vegas Knights in 7 games.
I know the Avs just tuned up Connor Hellebuck, who is going to win the Vezina for the best goaltender in the NHL this year. But make no mistake, Jake Ottinger is a hell of a goaltender. He only allowed 14 goals in a 7-game series. This is going to be a challenge to solve him in a way I think that Hellebuck wasn't. However, I'm very bullish on this matchup. You had two teams just play a knockdown, drag-out series where they beat each other up. Now is the time for the Avs to jump out early in this series. And like you mentioned earlier, grab home ice right away.
Right away.
Split one of the first two in Dallas. Bring this thing back here like you did against Winnipeg.
You just heard. You heard the energy in that building as those final seconds ticked off. That was a war. 2-1, 7-game series. Having to climb out of a 2-0 hole after losing the first 2 games at home, Dallas expended a lot. And now they got to turn right around and play tomorrow night against an Avalanche team that has had a week off. This is a golden. In fact, to me, I think the Avalanche have to grab this one.
You know, this is payback.
At some point, they're going to have to take away home ice.
Yeah.
This is your best opportunity. Don't let this one slip away. I don't think they will.
The Avs owe them one for the 2020 bubble Western Conference Finals. So make no mistake, there's a little revenge on the line too.
Boy, thank goodness you're a Denver sports fan and not a Dallas sports fan, because the way that the Avalanche and Nuggets schedules play out for this entire round two series for both of them, they alternate nights.
That's perfect.
There will never be a night where both teams are playing. Contrast that with Dallas. They got the Stars and the Mavericks for the first 5 games. Of both teams' series, they're both going to be playing on the same night.
Oh, thank God
we
avoided
that. The same night. Can you imagine that? 5 games in this series for both the Nuggets and Avs, if they were both playing on the same night? That would suck. But, nope.
Inconceivable.
Don't have to worry about it. But in Dallas, they do.
Yeah.
I don't know how you handle that.
No, for what we do, it would have been much more challenging. Having side-by-side playoff games, you want to talk about stress and adrenaline on 10? That would have been tough to handle. Good luck to the folks in Dallas. But honestly, hey, who's got it better than us, Mike?
Nobody.
You said it.
Who's got it better than us? Nobody.
Right. Denver sports fans and the Harbaughs. One and the same. Mm. That'll do it for the Morning Brew.